No, I'm just trying to just stay, not really, just trying to eat healthy, just no hamburgers and, you know, McDonald's and Wendy's and none of that stuff. Just cook, try to cook. Mm-hmm.
You've asked everyone that comes in here this, the switch to the 3-4, how does that fit you? Do you think you profile better for that defense?
I mean, with the coaches we have, I think they help us kind of learn it better and put us in positions to win. So, you know, as far as from last year to this year, I think, you know, Bill Kolar just got us moving better and doing the right thing. So in that aspect, I would say he helps us get the defense better. But as far as just saying that defense is better than the last one, as far as 4-3 and 3-4, I think as long as you're a player, you can get it done. It really doesn't matter.
What are your impressions of Kolar as far as a motivator and his demeanor?
Oh, man, you know, serious guy, but, you know, likes to have fun. You know, he's going to get you working and make sure that we're the best D-line in the league. So, you know, that's just what I've learned. And you got to have a great work ethic. And if you don't have a great work ethic or you're not willing to learn and go out there and produce, then you're not going to play for him. So, you know, I just learned that you got to put in the work to get the success, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Derek was just telling us that the 3-4 fits him well, mm-hmm. and he is. He thought maybe he was better suited for it. You've played inside, mm-hmm. outside. Are you specifically, your body size, the way you like to play, do you think it'll be a good fit?
I mean, I think it'll be a good fit just from kind of going through the motions as far as learning the plays and going out here and doing it with the defense, you know, kind of give us a little more leeway just to kind of go straight and, you know, get the one-on-one blocks and, you know, just let us go out there and get free range and get more pass rush opportunities instead of, like, staying on blocks and things like that. So, you know, I think that that's what the 3-4 does for us. So, I mean, it fits us because we're both, you know, kind of big guys, 3-4 players, and I think so it helps us, yeah.
What do you think about getting another speed rusher on the edge?
I mean, besides D-Ware, Vaughn, and the guys we have now, it should help out a lot. You know, I think he's going to be a good addition to the team. You know, just come here, sit and learn behind D-Ware and Vaughn, and, you know, get acclimated to the league and, you know, a lot bigger and stronger and faster. So, but I think he'll be good for us.
What are you picking up from Antonio Smith?
Oh, man, great guy. You know, just one of those, like, just wants to teach all he knows and, you know, just fun. He's going to play around with you, but also work, you know what I'm saying? So he's just a guy that just came in here, you know, just about 33, started playing in the early 90s, you know, but just a guy that knows his stuff and is going to teach you what he knows and just wants the best for you.
Do you get the feel that this defense is going to be more aggressive than last year? Is it really practices the way that you're lining up, the way you guys are doing stuff?
As far as aggressive, I mean, I don't know. Cause, I mean, I feel like we blitzed a lot last year. You know what I'm saying? But that was just me playing the defense. I think we're going to have a lot more guys rushing off the edge. But as far as blitzing, I don't think so. I think we're just going to try to let everybody get – if you can rush, he's going to rush you. If you can drop back, he's going to let you drop back. But, you know, I think it's kind of just the same as far as rush blitzing.
Your thoughts on more probable than not the Patriots deflated the balls?
Man, I don't even know what to talk about. I literally just got out of practice. So for me to give you any insight would be lying and wrong. So I don't know nothing about it. Yeah.
The loss of Terrence, did that surprise you at all after he said that he might take a hometown discount to sign? And how do you kind of make up for a big man like that in the middle of being gone?
I mean, the loss of Terrence, you know, it's one of those things where stuff happens upstairs. And if you try to think about what goes on upstairs in those offices with Elway and them, you know, you'll go crazy. I just try to worry about what I can do out here. But as far as how we can make up for him, we got Sly, Marvin Austin, and we just got Guy Vance. So I think, you know, those three, especially in this defense, will be able to pick up the load for Terrence's absence.
You're very productive, and your limited snaps, one of the most productive players in the league. Do you ever wonder how that would translate to more snaps? Or do you think you benefit from playing less in the year?
I just look at it as kind of just being relentless while you're out there. When you got guys like Wolf, you know what I'm saying, in there who I shared snaps with last year, you know he's going to get his snaps and do his thing. So I just looked at it as when I got my opportunity, just go out there, give it your all, and, you know, go back to the sideline and just keep doing it like that. So I think, you know, with more snaps will come more production. I hope that's what I'm working for. But you know, as far as last year, I was just trying to just, you know, when Wolf gets tired, I go out there. When I get tired, Wolf comes in, and then we rush in on the third downs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see it. You know, he's a fast, quick guy. You know, likes to just throw his hands and work moves. You know, just counters a lot, and you know, just real shifty. And so, I see myself wanting to be like that, and especially get his paybook. You know, get that paycheck like him. So that'd be nice. But as far as just play on the field, I think yeah, I see myself being like him. Just got to keep working and get up there, get to a status. You know, I'm a little behind right now.
Is it in the back of your mind that if all goes well, you got a big payday coming?
I mean, that's always in the back of your mind. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a big year for me. It's my contract year. So if I told you I wasn't thinking about that, I'd be lying. But I know what I have to do is go out here and produce and make it hard on Elway not to give it to me. So, you know, first things first, it's getting in this weight room, learning the plays, and going through training camp, and then getting in the season. So I'm just trying to work, stay healthy, and slowly chop at getting that big deal.
When you were going through the draft process 3 years ago, were there a lot of 3-4 teams talking to you more than 4-3?
To be honest with you, I didn't even know what team played what defense. You know, I just was out there just trying to – I barely went to the Senior Bowl, you know, got called for the combine. So I was just trying to just show what I had and, you know, just kind of make a team like me. So I didn't know what teams were, as far as defenses were looking at me.
Anything else, guys?
So CJ and B-Marsh have both given mom's cars. Any big plans for your mom?
No, she has a house I'm paying for, so... Running for, I should say. So, but you know, once that big contract come, everything will fall in place. But right now,
she's good.
Yeah, she's good right now. She's happy.